JSE-listed agribusiness specialist Zeda released their annual results. For the 12 months ended February the 28th, 2021, the company reported that headline earnings per share came in at 39.7 cents. That's 68% up on the year before, while profit before finance costs and taxation from continued operations came to 1.72 billion rand compared to 252 million rand in the year prior. The company says that its net asset value per share declined by 7.5% to 433.2 cents as at the end of February, while its sum of parts value per share declined by 25.5% at 4 rand 33 cents. While having declared a special dividend during the period, the company has declared a further special dividend of 20 cents a share. Well, to unpack the numbers for us and to indicate where to next for the company, I'm joined on the line by Johan le Roux. He's the CEO of Zeda. Thanks very much, Johan, for joining us. Now, your earnings improved and your profit before taxation was up substantially on the year prior, but the value of the company has declined during the period. Please explain these issues to us.
Yes, Nompu. I think if you try to do the comparison to the prior year in terms of our sum of the parts, we must remember that we sold the Pioneer Foods and Quantum Foods companies during that year, and we declared a special dividend of almost 4 billion rand to shareholders. So naturally, with a declaration of such a big special dividend, you would expect the value of the entire group to decrease.
Now, you received a fair whack of cash from your disposals of the Pioneer Foods and Quantum outfits and gave shareholders that whopping 4 billion rand special dividend, as you've just mentioned. And now you're declaring another one of 20 cents a share. Why two special dividends in 1 year? And what are shareholders getting in terms of the ordinary dividend?
Nompu, when we did the Pioneer transaction, we gave a range in terms of the special dividend to the market. And then as a result of COVID, at our interim period, we told the market that it's probably a little bit too early for us to declare further dividends because initially we only paid the 2 rand 30. So now that we've gone through COVID and we've seen how it's affected our businesses, we did what we promised to shareholders and we're paying an additional special dividend to get to the 2 rand 50 range that we said initially when we sold Pioneer.
Right. So in terms of your continuing operations, how did they fare in the period and to what extent did the pandemic hamper activity, if at all?
I think all companies were slightly affected. I think our seed business, Zaad, was affected most where, you know, we struggled with our Northern Hemisphere seed business. But I must say, our portfolio has been very resilient during the COVID period and we're very fortunate that actually, all our investee companies reported earnings growth for their respective financial years.
So you indicate that following the major disposals and the significant special dividend payout to shareholders, the company has resolved to change its strategy. So are you at liberty to share with us what is the new strategy?
No, but the strategy actually remains the same. Our strategy has always been to create value for shareholders. And one can do it in a few ways. One can grow your underlying portfolio. You can distribute dividends to shareholders. Or you can look at realizing assets over time in a responsible way in order to create shareholder value. If you can get a combination of those three, all three right, you will create shareholder value. So our strategy hasn't changed. It's probably just going to be a slightly bigger focus on value unlock options since we've been approached by several parties that's shown some interest in some of Zeda's assets.
Yes, so you mentioned that. I was going to say in a separate statement this morning, you did indicate that third parties are looking at some of your portfolio investments. How do you manage to ensure that you talk with these people and get value while at the same time ensuring that you don't get rid of really valuable assets since you already got rid of Pioneer Foods and Quantum?
Yes, but I think any potential transaction will obviously look at maximizing return for shareholders. So,
yes.
So we're not in a desperate situation. We're not going out and selling shares. We've been approached. We're evaluating those options. And if they're good transactions to be done for shareholders, we'll pursue those.
Yeah. And then is there an outside chance that you might also be looking at further investment opportunities yourself?
There's been quite a few opportunities crossing our desk. I think also as a result of COVID, there's been more opportunities.
Yes.
It just remains a very difficult environment to invest because I think even though we're through 1 year of COVID, there still remains some uncertainty in terms of what the new norm is. So it's very difficult to place values on businesses and invest. I think for now, we will continue to invest in our portfolio and opportunities that they see rather than additional investments at a Zeda level.
Yeah. And just talking at a bigger level in terms of what you see in the agricultural sector, you're very much focused on agribusiness. Are you optimistic about 2021 in terms of the agricultural sector?
Yeah, very much so. As you know, agriculture's got lots of variables out of your control, and one's often very reliant on climate.
Mm.
It seems like we're in a good cycle. We've had a very good year this year, and even looking forward, it does seem like the cycle will continue, and Zeder's investing companies are in a good position to benefit from a good climatic cycle.
That was Johan Le Roux. He's the CEO of Zeder.